Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Welcome back to the second hour of Swing Time here live on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and live from Paternoster Row from the centre of Sheffield. I'm your host this week, John Yule. We heard a brand new recording, actually, one that came out just before Christmas over here, a release from the Canadian pianist Renee Rosnos, in which she explores her love of Brazilian music, and the album is called Crossing Paths. It was recorded at Sierra Sounds on June the 17th and 18th last year. Although the likes of Antonio Carlos Jobim, Milton Nascimento and Gilberto Gil are featured here, Renee features a number of Brazilian composers which are less familiar to the Northern Hemisphere. We have just heard a composition from Caetano Veloso called Trilhos Urbanos. Please excuse my Portuguese, it actually means urban tracks, and it's about a tram journey through the streets of the composer's hometown, which is Santo Amaro. With Renee Rosnos on piano and Fender on this album, we hear from Steve Davis, who else, on trombone, Chico Pinheiro on guitar, John Patitucci on bass, Adam Cruz on drums, and we also heard on percussion Regenio Picato. A number of the featured composers make guest appearances on the album, and coming up now is a composition and a performance from Edu Lobo. This is his song Casa Forte, a neighbourhood reference to his family's original location, which is in the city of Recife. This is a song without lyrics, because lyrics were banned by the government in Brazil at this particular time when this was recorded. I think when it was at least written, I think it must have been in the 1960s. But as I say, this is actually a brand new release from Renee Rosnos, which was recorded last year. Added to the previous ensemble here, we hear from Chris Potter, who is on tenor and soprano. Casa Forte, then, and it comes from the voice of Edu Lobo and the musical ensemble got together by Renee Rosnos.
Thank you.
René Rasmussen's brand new album, Crossing Paths, has just been released over here on the Smoke Sessions Records label. I'm a month early here, but here's My Funny Valentine, composed in 1937 by Regis and Hart for Babes in Arms. This is one of the last albums recorded by the pianist Harold Maben to Love and Beloved, recorded at Sear Sounds, New York City, April the 17th, 2017. A superb album, and I think looking through my records, I've played nearly every track on this album, but not this one. We hear from Harold Maben on piano, Eric Alexander on tenor, and Nat Reeves on bass, along with Jimmy Cobb on drums. Harold Maben and My Funny Valentine.
Thank you.
A beautiful solo from Eric Alexander on that date for Harold Mabon. Right, we'll do the housework, shall we? My name's John Yule. This is the Swing Time Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You can hear us locally on 93.2 FM and DAB within Sheffield and Rotherham, and also locally, Freeview Channel 7, Virgin Channel 159. Anywhere in the world, you can hear us on www.sheffieldlive.org. And you can always hear the podcast if you can't catch up with the show when it goes out live, as it is doing so at the moment. The podcast, if you just go onto the Sheffield Live website, you can look for the show pages, look for Swing Time, and you'll find recordings from around our last 10 or a dozen shows on there for you to listen to at your leisure. Or your leisure, even. A few years ago in London, I had the great pleasure of meeting the singer and composer Amanda McBroom, probably most known, highly credited, for writing the score to the Bette Midler film The Rose. For Amanda's compilation album, Portraits, released in 1999, she did record four new tracks, and this is one of them we're going to hear now, a collaboration with her frequent collaborator, Michelle Vorman. Here's Not In Here from Amanda McBroom.
I put my hand to the window, it comes away wet. I lift my glass from the table, there's a circle of sweat. I feel my heart brimming over like an eye full of tears. Is it hot in here? In this room full of strangers, their eyes blowing smoke, I feel the air thick with danger, disillusion. Is it hot in here? There's a cool blue moon and a midnight breeze just outside the door. I should stir, I should stand, take my heart by the hand. So what am I waiting for?
I'd love to give a credit to the excellent tenor player on that track. Unfortunately, his name isn't listed on the album. I think I might get in touch with Amanda and see if she can tell me who, in fact, it was. That was Amanda McBroom and Not In Here. As usual, when Mike isn't on the show with me, I normally go back into the archives and bring out a few tracks from the past days, the 50s usually, the 50s, 60s and maybe the 70s, and that's just what I'm going to do right now. Here is John Coltrane on possibly his most successful album, Lush Life, recorded in 1957 and 1958, with Donald Byrd on the trumpet, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass and Al Heath on drums. This is a composition from George Fraggus, Jack Baker and Dick Gasper, and it was a hit for Charlie Barnett, Jimmy Dorsey and Dinah Shore when it was a new song back in 1940. Here is I Hear a Rhapsody, which has become something of a standard for local musicians here in the Sheffield area. I Hear a Rhapsody from John Coltrane. Thank you. Guitarist Kenny Burrell now, from an album called Togethering, April 1984, at the Mastermind Sound Studios in New York. And we hear Daydream, a 1939 jazz standard composed by Billy Strayhorn and John LaTosh. Edward Kennedy Ellington did receive a composing credit as well, but he's not considered to be one of the song's creators. You've got to listen to the boss, haven't you? Kenny Burrell on guitar, Grover Washington Jr. on the saxophone, Ron Carter's on bass, and Jack DeJohnette is on drums. From the album Togethering, Kenny Burrell and Daydream.
Thank you.
I hope you're managing to keep warm. If anybody saw me this afternoon, you would think I was kitted out for going up Kinder Scout or Stanage Edge or something like that, not walking down here to the studio here on Paternoster Row this afternoon, but at least I'm nice and warm. And as I say, not dressed for the occasion, but presenting the show live for you this afternoon. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. We've already heard from Red Garland playing with John Coltrane a couple of tracks ago. Here he is leading his own trio, in this case Jamil Nasser on the bass and Frank Grant on the drums. An album called Misty Red, recorded on the 13th and 14th of April 1982 in Los Angeles at Sage & Sound Studios. George and Ira Gershwin wrote this one for Gold Crazy in 1930, but not for me. Thank you. Plenty of standards on the show today, and more to come. Charlie Parker and Cole Porter in The Still of the Night survived being sung by Nelson Eddy in Rosalie, an MGM film from 1937. This is a real one-off. Parker plays whilst the Dave Lambert singers sing, not to mention a lineup of French horn, clarinet, flute, oboe and bassoon, and a rhythm section featuring Max Roach and Charles Mingus. Perhaps less surprising is the name of the arranger, Gil Evans. In the Still of the Night from Charlie Parker. That was in March 1954, and we hear Parker and Porter again now, this time in a more conventional big band setting, and a rhythm section of Oscar Peterson, Freddie Green, Ray Brown and Don Lemons. This is What Is This Thing Called Love, which was written in 1929 for a musical called Wake Up and Dream, and originally it was a hit for Elsie Carlisle. Recorded in March 1952, March the 25th to be precise, the arranger here is Joe Lippman. Thank you. Mark Murphy now, 1960 vintage, and an album called Hit Parade. As far back as 1960, they'd started parcelling up jazz and standard singers into albums of current pop hits. Here, though, I think your practice works, thanks to the foresight of arranger Bill Holman. The song It's Not For Me To Say had been a hit for Johnny Mathis after it had been sung by him in an Eleanor Parker film called Lizzie in 1957, but I think I like this treatment.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last. As far as I can see, this is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Oh, we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. Though we try to be masters of our soul and captains of our fate, it's the lucky ones who achieve their goal while others have to wait. Our destiny is mostly bought and paid for us. The really big decisions are made for us. This is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Oh, we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
And that just about wraps things up for this week. We're going to finish by coming forward to January 2019 and the first album from the young pianist and arranger and composer Stephen Fifkey's first big band album anyway. Solos from Dan Chmielewski on the bass and Alex Tarantino on alto. A track called Midnight Beat. From me, John Yule, thanks for being with me for the last couple of hours here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. As I say, thank you for the invitation and thank you for listening.